God is good, right?
We can come forward. Okay? Come forward. Peter, come forward. Come forward. Thank you.
Now I told me that it wasn't his fault. What was the name of the old short news? Old news. When he sent people by the ones that went to the peaks. He is like, he said the old dream would not affect us. I would be was he? It's a blessing that God has said. Long destroyed. That's what old truth means. Can you let's look at it from another give us maybe the NIV, the NLT, give us many versions. Let's just read that. Let's enjoy that, please. That was a beautiful rendition. And I also like the administration of the Holy Ghost that came with it. And I mean the way it came to you personally. It's beautiful. Raise up the former destination and renew the real city, the manifestations of many generations. You have ESV. They shall build up the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former devastations, they shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many cities. Lastly, you have CEV, or TPT, the Passion Translation or Contemporary Version. You don't have. Okay, no, it's fine. Don't mind. The tab is there. Although, if you have maybe.
Don't worry.
I think we all get the gist there. And the call of God on our lives, over our lives, is redemptive. Now, redemption means you're restoring what has been lost, you're restoring what has been destroyed, you're bringing back privileges that somebody has been trying for a long time. For example, the one who prayed today is it's only when revival that started that you pray that way. That's the way I'm supposed to describe it. It's when, what did I say? When revival that started that you pray that way. Don't pray that way when you do too well. You do your work. You don't tell you how to pray when you do well. You just say, God, let's end up for everything. Let's do God. Let's end up. You are not taking God now. Open your mouth now. You are okay. That's when you open the mouth. And so, what happened today it wasn't by chance. It's not like we eat a lottery. Like, I have a jello. You know, like when you eat something that you never, you don't know whether it's again. So you want to chop. That what happened today is a reminder of what is happening to you. It's not another thing that prayed. It wasn't as simple. I think I was spoiling, but it's waiting. When anyone showing it left, right, and center, and then this is serious. That's why it's that bad. Yes, old dreams. And at times, you don't have what we call the vexation of the spirit. You won't be able to take what we want to. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you see your privileges in God and how much of effort can you make sense. You no longer pity the devil. Like when you hear that devil is like, they are said, dealing with you 5 meters away. You are not just at alert. You're already attacking from that. They are not just telling you. You're already, I don't know if you have been in a fight before. You know those girls who are like, before the fight reached them, they will carry their fights and now go to the closest street that the fight is hot. That's the, I won't say human being, but that's where you see all those things watching a movie. That you see when they cut somebody's hand, somebody's cut the neck. When you see a lot of people, it means you are the one that is dedicated in the street, so it's not an easy time. So if they give you that time, it's either you kill you or you kill people before the streets. The mindset is that you're on the offense. Do you get my point? Hallelujah. Our destiny is so beautiful. This is where you're building your own dreams. Now, if they even say that, you're going to build our own dreams. And it's a bit alternative. Maybe when you look at you, you probably say that you don't double to your parties. Maybe like 5 years, or 10 years, 15 years, or 15 and a half. Maybe just divide you and you stay ready. Do you get my point? But no. the baggage of the older generation. When I say older generation, I'm not saying people that are necessarily old. Everyone that has passed through your generation that has left a mark, whether bad or good. That's always the cross of every generation. If your generation now create another one and one of evil, it becomes the point of the next generation. Some of these that happened recently, they will be the body of the next generation. That becomes the standard of evil for the next. Now, if they said some of these things that happened recently, they said it 15 years ago. There was no class, there was no way to even have this. So you can see that this whole dream is not as if it stopped growing. It's rather, it was growing maybe from baby snake. From baby snake, it became a big snake. From a big snake, that's also the expression of the devil in the Revelations. You see that in one place, it's the serpent. But after he has matured, you know what they call it? So they see the generation that will experience draconic evil. No, it's not a thing of joke, because they didn't take care of themselves. Okay, let's go to Paul's here. And I want you to know that you have a mandate. That's why I was told you. I'm not preaching any message. I'm saying the blessing has preached. And if you are not, if you didn't know whether who is blessed, who has the blessing to the church, who has blessed, collect the message. You recorded it. You will know the pastor blessing when you hear the message. When we're going to, it talks about saviors, not savior. You know, we have Jesus as our savior, but as we have him. But this talks about the people God is building that will deal with the devil in this generation. See, I think it's Obadiah 1:21. Maybe we can backtrack a bit and see the context of that story. Are you there? Okay, let's go back some more. If you don't know where Obadiah is, know where we rehearsed that song. So I've given you the two which I used to remind myself. Are we there? Okay, let's go to 17. You know, I was talking about Israel's final triumph. Go to 17. It says, "For a Mount Zion there shall blow." You know this popular scripture now? who can define deliverance? Can you define deliverance? Have you seen you deliverance for someone before? Yeah, that's what I want you to use to. Why are you doing deliverance for that person? You say, Chika. Perfect. To free the person from the present condition, the person is what? He's going through passing through. Another definition. We need to cast out the good presence of the okay, so what should we want to cast? What if we want to cast out anything? What's the perfect thing to cast out? Evil. Mosquito or demon? Which one do you cast out? Which one is perfect to cast out? sitting because the mosquitoes are still at the window. Because there's a mosquito in that area. We're not sure whether they are animals or demons. And so it says here, let's shift Chicago's definition. For most people, that it talks about when you're trying to take something from somebody else. When I say, well, deliver this man achieve from, what do I have in mind? When I say, well, okay, let me use, let me English. Very close. If I say, deliver this anger chief to Abby, let me do it. Give it to her, right? So if I say, Renny, deliver the anger chief from Abby, what would you do? So when you say deliverance, you are taking something from somebody else that is holding it. And in whatsoever context, so okay, delivering someone from oppression. It means oppression means escaping from the person. So you are delivering the person from what? Oppression. If the person is any influence that is not of God, and you want to deliver the person, or you want to make deliverance happen, you need to want to take that, or you want to deliver the person from. You know that used to proposition, from and to. You are connected from. So it says, and there shall be what? Holiness on that mountain. Since the house of Jacob will possess. Now that's the context of the deliverance. It means they're taking away their possession. Now, this is not going to be English. This is most likely war. Now, the context, my Bible described this body of verses that we're reading as strife. So that means it's war. Do you get my point? So it's not, please give it to us now. If I want you to give it to us, mean your kindness and spirit. It's not English. It's war. Do you understand? So when I say we are responding to the old dream, I'm not saying we are apologetic. I'm not that serious. You are saying that we are serious. We are not my job, is it? And what I'm doing now is just recovering mood. So you're not trying to be apologetic about your fallacy. Your fallacy is an urgency. Matter of deliverance. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, your fantasy did not come in. You know when somebody comes? And you think, you know when you bring your fantasy, I don't feel like you need. That's the way your fantasy is looking. You know when it says that the whole earth endlessly waits? You know what endlessly means? It is when they appear. When they are
for more.
People were expecting. You know, Chica will come and deliver the English from the mouth.
They are for more. That's endlessly waiting. They are for more. Don't
do guidance. It's your fantasy. It's not your time. They are coding you for something that everybody has been waiting for. Let's move to the next verse. It says the house of Jacob. And see, when Bible use some Bible is actually, if you are in general, you can use Bible to design your army, your battalion, because all of everything from actually Old Testament to New Testament. I literally the Ephesians, and you learn what to call the art of war. How many of you have learned that there's something called the breastplate of righteousness? Have you ever seen a breastplate before? The Bible has told me that there's something called the breastplate of righteousness. How many of you know this? Yes. The Bible is not a long book as far in the sky was blue. That's what the Bible. Even the love in scripture was a word. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave. It wasn't mushy. He was his warfare. Warfare. He says, the house of Jacob shall not. The house of Jacob shall be what?
A fire.
Fire. The house of Joseph shall be what?
A flame.
Now, he now describes the house of Israel. He's not a bad guy. He says, no, they will be what? So, home and just check on the definition. So, he says, they shall kindle them and devour them. Now, this was a comparison between the house of Jacob and Joseph versus the house of Israel. Let's go. This is the end of the super guy. Just trust me. And the spirit of no way. There's no religion on the brain today. But bring me something. I'm the judge of Jesus. Just like John came after Jesus. So, you know, John came after Jesus. Sephirah shall possess the cities of the south. Now this is the pattern. Then what?
Saviors.
Then what?
Saviors.
Saviors. He says these people will bring salvation. He says they will come to Mount Zion. They will judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom shall be yours. Is this what it is? So he didn't say one savior will come from an eye. He said saviors, meaning people will be elected to fulfill the deliverance and the possession that belongs to Jacob, which is the children of Israel. Exactly. And so when God says that we are restoring and building the old dreams, is the saviors that are there. It's not Lord, come and rebuild the old dreams. Actually, I think the right prayer is make the candidates to rebuild that old dream. Some of them start first from the family. Hear what I said. You start away from your family. Maybe just notice the trend that is in the extended family. All the teenagers always have any pregnancy. But whether they like it or not, I'm just going to say that out. That's an old dream. For example, if you're from a polygamous home, there's a lot of old dreams in some house. You know, envy and strife is natural in a polygamous home. It's natural. So if you start seeing envy, don't be too surprised. That's the baggage that has just been exported to that station. You know, times when the first person that breaks the chain of that polygamy in that lineage, when he's trying to be life for it, he will look like a stupid person. To be my head commander, in that, see, there's nothing wrong with you. There is some life. You will just be enjoying your first life. Understand? But at times, even the guys is not sure of himself until he sees the help of the demons. And so, we are the ones, I mean, we here, not thinking about the formulas, to rebuild the old dreams of our generation, of your generation, the, you know, things that are more plagued teenagers. I can mention an example. Anyone that's not played to gym, the teenagers for them, give me an example. If I see teenage walk, James, which are the show, drugs, the generation that started this week is probably at home. So it's now it has become a is the Bible. Let's go with Bible. Lost our power. In the Samson generation. It's close to the dragon now. It's close to the dragon. Or maybe it's the dragon next. But it is, it's lost. Lost. You mentioned drug addiction, right? Lost. Problem of teenagers. Problem of teenagers. I'll come back to you, Chica. Problem of teenagers. Fake. Fraud. I think two generations before. One time, there was a guy that sold the studio. The airports. He sold the airports. So I won't say fraud started. If you say Yahoo now, you say generation. Or it's a fraud. Fraud has also been ancient. Or is one of the sources that we have. Fraud is also cheating, for example.
Yes.
We are cheating a little bit. Yes, that's fraud. That's fraud. So fraud has fruits. Now we have one. So if you are cheating, boy. If you are an acquaintance, you're a foster. You are a foster. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are an acquaintance, when you are an acquaintance, I'm not saying you are a brother, for example. You see, you are a brother of a foster, and you make a foster not that you're a foster. But now, you are not yoked to that person. And that's in that person is doing it. So yeah, problem of teenagers, gifts.
Violence.
We can mention in particular gifts. Always to the long
term.
Should I come back?
Yes.
So he said violence. They are not patient. Violence is disobedience. Patience. After disobedience is first before us. Teaching. Sorry? Bad. What bad is this? Please mention what's the bad influence? What do you call the bad influence? What was the action that became bad influence?
I said the pressure to always be saying.
Sorry?
Pressure to always be saying. Business to become society standards and things.
That's like the thing of economics. Troubles of teenagers. Troubles. Vices. Troubles. Covetousness. Yes. Always wanting to desire what's on yours. With a sense of being on the grace to us. We have covetousness. Are you? The vice of teenagers. The vices of teenagers. Yes. Fornication is. Now we're mentioning what dreams are the examples. We mentioned lust, which is like the second one. We said the first one. Disobedience. We mentioned covetousness. We mentioned violence. That violence is like the second one. I'm not sure which one came before us. Violence. We mentioned what? Fornication. You want okay? Yeah. Love of money. Yes, that's true. Love of money. So that's do you need money? Love of what? Money. Love of money. Guy. Sorry? What type of competition? Is it to vote for that's the competition. Don't run away from that. That's all. we are able to be able to identify what you need, whatever you are trying to see. You are seeing something, and you can see it. So that's what I'm saying.
Competition,
what time is it? No, don't use more competition. Just explain what
you mean. What time is it? Maybe you're talking about your friends, your institutions, and you made me the best.
What was it
better than
what you think
you
asked? Anger, she said anger. Anger. Ready? Think about what you see first. Because you get my think. Tell yourself. Confirm this now. Sorry?
Cultism.
Yeah, actually, that was violence. Sorry?
You need what's going to say?
Yes. That will happen for many white men. Yes, yes. I'm sure that will happen. If you're not going to get to anything, you need that you can do the top part. That's, I'm sure I'm not saying you will be thrown out. Don't just be a good man for good sake. Let your goodness be tied to God's goodness. Else, then your goodness will turn back. That's, I mean, that's life for you. That's life for anything that you don't believe the goodness of God does not have the tendency to remain good. The first person that started the local school that was taking the local school good. For the first person that started the national assembly. Do you understand what I'm saying? So every good act has a tendency of corruption as long as it does not be the goodness of God in it. So don't just want to be a good man, only to do good things. No. Your goodness will be corrupted. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your goodness will be in your right before you. You see how that is? Even it's more painful. It was dead now. Probably, or it's more painful. You know that you have a good intention, and it's one of the most disdaining situations in the country. It's a bad reference. Nobody will see that you're not a good thing. You say, why do you do this? Amen. And so, those, and that, I mean, probably more, these are the old dreams that God is saying. Prophecy that has been brought to us, that God is putting the mark of rebuilding the old dreams. It says that they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Desolation here also means when something has been forsaken. Godless. This is a beautiful, destiny to fulfill. You know, so that when we get to heaven,
and this is the call of our lives.
this is what God is rejoicing over. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it says for some of us, we are starting in our families. And some of us, we're already seeing another dream is poverty. Let's not mention that. Now, as time fixes the get the indicators of our generation. As time, like time, everybody will just give me time. You know, you're not a senior life about it. You know, you're old. When we're just of age, we tell ourselves that those things don't respond to time. Rather, they actually get worse. They get manifested. With time, time is actually its manifestation too. Not its time itself is not the resolution too. So don't wait that the men are old. I'll show this to them. I'll show it to them. No, no. See, you will be shocked that that will tell you when you are old, you are old. So both of us will see ourselves again. I remember today I came home. I think there was, I came home from school. All the other people, I asked people, they were doing this. Went home. I had a lot of G's. They are going back to school. And the kind of G will be there. And then that bus. So I said I would drop a chapel. So there's a bus stop. It's a chapel world. Bus stop. Before New York. They brought it to me like a meal in Boston. I already said, I won't drink. The next I won't drink was on my face. By the time you pass down, the nation of Africa, see, you don't kill yourself. And I told myself, the reason why I keep on praying, I said, with time. I said, maybe I was going through something. With time. So the day I drank this sour guy. I'm not sour guy. You know what? I drank sour guy with today in New York. No, when I'm putting new this thing, they have rest. When is the sugar in the water? That means that is a prestige. The name that I attach to it, he has a prestige. And I've said marine water. If I say marine water, you should be saying hallelujah. Because I do water. But if you say you drink the water, they should never take it to the sick bay. You don't need to drink it. Even raise laughter. Particular age. There's there's a provision for restoration. And you have to, now let me tell you something. See, if you have the grace to restore and you don't restore, restoration will not happen. Let me tell you this. See, it won't happen because it was that's given to you. It won't happen because it has wired you very well, it has paid you very well. It's not like you move. You know, Shogun's fire just reacts because it's angry. No, this is why they are angry. Like, I'm not angry with the current situation. I'm angry with the current situation. I'm not happy. You are not great. You are not great. Huh? So also when you see things going wrong in the generation, you know, be angry. Anger will not, is not great. Do you understand? Which one? Ritual. That's also another destination. Another ordering. Ritual kills. Ritual kills. Why your family was at in place.
Amen.
See, I wish you would know that everything that I'm saying here is for you. Everything I'm saying now and everything that I'm saying is for you. Some of you are the reason God is he has affected the job of putting a smile on your family's face because of you. Like, God brought you into this game and said,
of many generations. That means not grandfather, Okay.
is doing a lot of interesting things with us. Please, I really appreciate the idea about folks.